I'm living with a guy. I thought I knew. Today he tells me something I don't know. His sister's in a psych ward somewhere upstate New York. I guess she went berserk and stabbed her mother with a fork. So now I'm sort of worried for my life. What if, like his sister, he's insane? Why'd she use a fork and not a knife? Complicated, right? How can I explain? Nothing's ever perfect. It's a cosmic kind of law. Something may look perfect, but you'll always find a flaw. You'll find the perfect boyfriend. At least he seems to be. Turns out not to be. Nothing's ever perfect. Take for example me. You dump a lot of weight, then gain it back. You dump some more, and then you're starved. The media tells little girls that women should be thin. If you're not fat, they call you fat. You never seem to win. So naturally, you worry what you wear. Naturally, you worry what you eat. If it's not your weight, then it's your hair. Either you give up or either you compete. Oh, what I'd give to get to live just one day without someone saying, whoa, you're beautiful, Jesus. I've got new secret strength. Friends think I'm Wonder Woman. Friends think wrong. Nothing's ever perfect. That's why we're all obsessed. We starve ourselves and stuff. Nothing's ever short enough. Nothing's ever loose enough.
Or good enough.
Or new enough.
Or hip enough.
Or thin enough.
Or sane enough.
Or sane enough.
Or sane enough.
Or the perfect shade of blue. Something simple would be perfect. The perfect.